Hi, guys.
And welcome back to Awkward Stage.
The podcast.
Which, and vodcast, if you're watching us.
If you're watching us,
which vodcast. You should, because...
Yeah, because 15 other people do every week.
And we are a sight to
And you
want
to know what they're seeing.
Yes. Whoa, did you guys hear that? Wow. That's our guest.
Today we have a very special guest. We have been waiting for this episode for ever since this the episode, the
for
podcast
ever since
started.
The beginning.
It's Miss Anastasia Narinsky.
Yay!
Comedian. We have to intro her.
Comedian. Writer.
Actress.
Mm-hmm. Oh, activist. Actress should have been first. Let's try
no,
again.
No, comedian should be first.
Okay. Comedian. Actress.
And then writer.
Influencer.
And then influencer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Writer.
Beauty vlogger.
Mm-hmm. Beauty vlogger. Mm-hmm. Mother.
Op-ed writer for the New York Times.
Ooh.
What's your latest?
It's just like, are we doing too much good for the planet? We should talk about it.
That's an important topic.
I think that
I
maybe
would argue,
we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would argue.
I say
we are.
Let it
That's
burn, baby.
Why we are drinking out of these plastic bottles today. We're making a statement.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about hygiene because you can't trust the water coming out of the out of my water filter.
No.
This is Nicole's conspiracy podcast. Yes.
Oh my God, can we please have a conspiracy podcast? The first thing I want to talk about is Scientology, although that's not a conspiracy. That's just a fact that they're a fucked up
That they're
club.
A beautiful religion.
Yes. That's the conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my other op-ed.
If you talk to a Scientologist, they say... All that shit you've heard is wrong.
False.
Is wrong.
Yeah. So maybe we should have.
But if
one
you talk
on.
To a Christian, they don't say all that shit you've heard is wrong. They
no.
say yeah.
They
but.
Say actually today I was driving behind probably a Christian, very likely, because I was getting really close to the car and there was a sticker on the back of the car that said, "Are you this close to Jesus?"
Mm.
Yeah.
And what did you answer?
No, and I probably should be. So they turned me.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. No, Welcome. Fuck Jesus.
Oh.
Imagine being so sure of the afterlife that in this life you could just scream, fuck Jesus.
Let's all do it together.
Well, you know what's interesting about Judaism
oh.
is that they don't believe in an afterlife.
Oh.
So the whole philosophy is, or philosophy, religion, faith,
yeah, whatever.
Is to be a good person here. Because you're here.
While you have the chance.
Because
that's good.
You should just be a good person, not for fear of hell or hope of heaven.
I like
that's
that.
That's not the whole point yeah. of Judaism, yeah. but it's in there.
Well, that's all I know about Judaism.
Listen, same.
But then
no,
what
I know more.
Is there a theory on...
No, I know more, too.
No, I know a lot. I know a lot more.
I actually know a lot more.
Yeah. I've been to Israel.
Did you go on one of those trips where you have
trip?
To birthright trip? Wait,
yes,
is
I did.
That where you met Harris?
No, but that's where Harris's brother met
Aww,
his wife.
It works.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Can I go?
No. The cutoff is 26.
Oh.
Actually, I think they have one for geriatrics.
Maybe you could go as a counselor.
You could. You could. I don't know how they would respond.
I mean, I could try.
Yeah, like a chaperone.
They do have chaperones. That is a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Chris and I have been talking. Chris is my husband. Podcast listeners.
New husband.
Just, he's brand new. Just so you guys know, Anastasia's our friend. So if this oh. seems overly
yes.
casual and friendly, that's why.
Yeah.
Or if it seemed awkward to you, then
great.
I don't know what to tell
well,
you.
That's the podcast.
That is what this
podcast.
Is about.
So Chris and I, my husband, my brand new husband, have been talking a lot about like, well, our kids should probably have some kind of religion, but like we don't know what because neither of us follow a religion. So we've been like strongly like considering making up our own religion, but then we're worried like, oh, we're going to be that family that's a cult.
Yeah.
You immediately went to cult?
Well, I don't know. Like,
we're worried that we'd be that family.
That's a cult.
Started a cult.
But you know, like, oh, like, what religion are you? Oh, we're like the Creole religion.
The Dubois.
Okay, great.
The Dubois cult.
The Dubois Cliffords are
Dubiford.
Starting another cult.
Okay, but I mean, in this world that we're living in, I might be swayed to live in a cult like that. Like, a little community.
Yeah.
And we have each other's backs.
Okay, but we don't know that that's what this cult is.
Yeah, what is this cult?
I think you're thinking commune.
Oh, yeah.
I would live in a commune.
Right?
We've talked about this.
Should we all get houses?
Yes.
Like Chris?
We should get a big plot of land. Yes. I want a garden.
Yes. Wait,
why'd you say like Chris?
Did I say Chris? Oh, I meant like Kris Jenner and Khloe Kardashian.
You know how Chris has that commune. Oh, Nicole doesn't know about it.
I wasn't going to tell. I wasn't supposed to tell you.
Wait, Kris Jenner has a commune?
Well, no, but her and Khloe Kardashian live on the
they bought like land together and they built their new houses so that they're like can just cross their backyard.
Yeah, that's one thing I would never do with my family.
But okay, but with friends.
With
so
friends.
You have, yeah.
With friends.
Yeah. So everybody has their own house, mm-hmm. and then we build like a community house in the middle that we can like have movie night if we want, or board games if we want, or like dinner together if we want.
Yeah.
And then,
and we can watch each other's pets and children.
And then everyone has to have sex with who's ever president.
Oh, yes. See, you went one too far. You were on board.
And then we brand each other.
Oh.
With the family crest.
What's the family crest?
Ooh,
it's just a portrait of Chris. We are starting a cult.
Yeah. Okay. I think
like
that's beautiful.
That we switched, if you guys have noticed, for those who are watching, for those lucky few who are watching, we switched studios, and we usually have a full team of producers around us who will sometimes chime in on like the topics
about. Move past the cult.
Yeah, but today we're on our own, and I love that we're just like going for it.
Well,
we're unhinged.
I don't think that they would have anything to say about this.
No.
They'd be like more on the cult
stuff.
They'd
be like, where can I send my grandma silver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please never get to her awkward stage.
Oh, my God.
But where do we know you from, Anastasia Norinsky? We know you from the comedy scene.
Oh,
there it is.
Alina's doing accents.
We've
been waiting for.
We know you from the comedy scene.
We know you from the comedy scene. That's British.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can also do Boston.
Will you do Irish?
Irish goes like this. Are you here with Anastasia Norinsky? Wait, that sounded Dutch.
Yeah, that was Dutch. That was a perfect Dutch accent.
Irish.
Okay.
Oh,
that was
an Irish.
Irish. Oh, man. Now I can't do it.
Can Irish. Someone who's listening
would
in
you
Ireland.
Like to grab a pint? Oh, would you like to grab a pint?
Ah, would you like to grab a pint?
Ah, would you like to grab a pint?
You want to go to the bar with me?
I want to go to the bar.
I'm a dairy girl.
Would you like to join our commune?
That's great.
Oh, I got it now. Would you like to join our commune?
Would you like to join? Would you like to join our commune?
Would you like to join our
commune? Join our commune? Listen, I won the Voice and Speech Award at my acting school.
Did you really?
Yes, I was just going to ask about that.
Yes, I did. I have a plaque somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Bring it to LA.
It's in LA, I think. No, I don't know.
What were the other awards?
So there's like, this is really, there was like best overall, which I didn't win.
What the fuck is that?
And there
just
was
like the best actor.
So yeah, it's like but it's like best like grades in every class. It's like
boring.
And also probably like best actor. Like the two people, because it's like a boy and a girl win each award.
Yeah.
There's best overall, there's most improved, which is shady. And there's best in voice and speech.
Oh, there's only three?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you won one of them?
And I won voice and speech.
So
which was a shock.
The person that won most improved, did they start terrible?
No. They were lovely. And you know what's crazy is that that person is arguably the most successful person in our year now.
Wow.
Their name is Vico Ortiz. They're on that pirate show on HBO. It's called Our Flag Means Death.
Oh, that's what I meant.
It's really good.
I wonder if they keep improving and improving or... They reached an improvement.
Did they win most improved? I want to say that they did, and which like means nothing because they truly were incredible from day one.
Oh,
they
that
were one of my first roommates.
Shady award.
That is
yeah, isn't it? It's like they want to give two awards for good actors.
Yeah,
and they need to figure out a way to do it.
Do it.
They're sponsored awards
too. And then just whoever
too.
Talks the goodest.
And then it's like the voice and speech teachers vote. I think, on that one. Mm. And it's whoever does the voice and speech class the best.
Well, it's no surprise to me that you want it.
It's like best voice for theater, I think. That's what they call it.
And now we have the honor of having your voice on our podcast.
So let's bring it down just a little bit.
And you did do theater recently.
I just did play, yeah.
How was that for you?
It was really fun. I hadn't done a play in a really long time.
Because you do all the comedy all over town. Because
I've been focusing on comedy so much.
And you're so good at it.
This holiday season, I'll be giving thanks to our friends over at Manscaped. Everyone loves turkey and stuffing, but you'll be looking like dessert with the help of Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have blessed you with the ultimate Thanksgiving dinner topic. Tell your in-laws about your new cutting-edge ball trimmer and get yourself or the men in your life the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Trim your pumpkins by going to manscaped.com and use code AWKWARDSTAGE for free shipping and 20% off. I recently gifted the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 to a friend who I shall not name because I thought he could use it, and he was very happy and reported back to me about his happiness because he spent years hurting his balls by using the wrong trimmers. Okay, his name's Joey. Inside the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. Wow, this makes me want to have balls. As if this wasn't enough, it's time to do the dishes with Manscaped shower products. Lather some of Manscaped's refined body wash on their brand new signature body buffer and give yourself the lather and rinse your body deserves. Lose the loofah and exfoliate your mates. I'm telling you guys, gifting Manscaped is the ultimate hack to become the family favorite. And isn't that what we all want? Get 20% off and free shipping with the code AWKWARDSTAGE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code AWKWARDSTAGE. That's AWKWARDSTAGE. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. Thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring this episode.
Wow. I'm going to take a hard left.
Yeah, yeah.
Anastasia, where'd you grow up?
I grew up on the outskirts of Cleveland, Ohio.
Ooh.
Like 40 minutes east in a town called Bainbridge.
Bainbridge.
It's so small, it's called a township, not a town.
Oh.
Wait.
What's the difference?
It's just like it can't be, like our address, the mailing address isn't Bainbridge.
Mm, I see.
It's the town next to us.
Okay.
Which is Chagrin Falls, beautiful town. It's like Main Street USA is
okay.
Is Chagrin.
Okay.
There's like a waterfall. Oh. There's a popcorn
like
shop
Gilmore
from
Girls?
Like the 1800s. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
You grew up in Gilmore Girls.
Kind of, but like in Ohio version.
Yeah. When do you think was your biggest awkward stage growing up in Ohio?
Okay.
Well, unless it was not there.
Well, here's the thing. So I moved to America when I was 4.
That's awkward.
From Russia, which is so awkward right now. I do not support Vladimir Putin. And so I was raised by immigrant parents in a country where they didn't know the language to begin with.
Wow.
So like I grew up in America. I've spoken English since I was probably 5, 4 and a half. Whatever. You learn so fast when you're young.
Yeah.
And I went to this Jewish private school and I had no friends.
Oh, no.
And I had one friend actually who's now doing comedy out here.
That's...
Wait, we should meet up with
them. I filmed a sketch with her.
Oh, the comedy
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is a crazy...
Yeah.
It's a crazy coincidence.
Yeah.
Because we like lost touch when I moved away from that school in like 4th grade. And then we ended up having the same journey.
Maybe that was like the 6 months where humor developed in your brains.
Maybe.
And then you guys, that's why you guys like got along.
But I remember like in 1st grade, I sideways skipped into class in like a big poofy dress. So I think I've just been very strange.
Like your whole life?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I need to backtrack for a second. Why did your parents go to Ohio?
So they filed for refugee status in Russia. So it was like they just needed to get out as fast as possible. And it was like you couldn't leave Russia. So they were just filing as Jewish refugees to like every country. They were filing for refugee status to any other country that, because what a lot of people were doing was sending their kids away to boarding schools in different countries. And my parents were like 29 and 30 and had three little kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we're not doing that. We're not going to like have our kids grow up without us, because Russia was very spooky at the time.
Spooky. Spooky. Wait, sidetrack. The three of us were in Vegas.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, hold that thought, because I'm going to tell this story really quick.
Okay, yeah.
Three of us were in Vegas, and we were, I wouldn't even call it gambling at the casino. We were playing slots. I mean, it is gambling, but we weren't, we're not like.
I think at this point it was like 4 a.m., and we were having like one last glass of wine, and then heading back to our hotel rooms.
Yeah, but it was just the three of us left of like a group of 20 men.
So we were walking back through the casino, and this guy approaches Anastasia. What did he even say?
I don't know. He just came up and was like, hey, girls. Yeah.
And Anastasia screamed, and she goes, ah, spooky.
Okay, but it was spooky because COVID, and he wasn't wearing a mask, and he came up real close to my face. It was
the reaction to just go, ah, spooky.
I had also had a lot of wine.
The man was too stunned to speak.
It was just so genuine, but then it wasn't like creepy or like, I don't want to talk to you. It was like, oh, spooky. That is spooky.
But so Russia was spookier than that.
Russia was very spooky. The mob was controlling everything. It was still under a communist regime, and it was bad. And you couldn't like be earning your own money. And my mom was, because she's very smart. You couldn't do anything with your money. You can't like have a bank account. You can't buy stuff, because everything, you have to wait in a line for everything. Because it's communist. I mean, you get it.
Yeah. From Germany.
I don't get it.
And Boston probably went through like a communist thing, I'm sure. Boston, so you get it.
Yeah. But the way things are going here, you know.
You never know.
Maybe one day in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Aw, fingers crossed for you.
Then I'll be just like you guys.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. So my parents were like, yeah, we got to get out of here. And they started filing for refugee status, and Cleveland, like, the Jewish community in Cleveland was like, okay, we'll take you in. But you can only come in with like a certain amount of money per person. And so we came in with like $600.
Wow. Wait, so your mom had to leave all her hard-earned money back
in
Russia?
Yeah, she bought my grandparents like a bunch of like farming equipment. And like, I think she left some stuff with family friends. Her siblings were still there. My dad's sister was still there. So, I mean, they had like family. And they, so they, the Jewish community in Cleveland was like, yeah, we'll put you through school.
Wow.
So that's why I went to a Jewish private school. We're not religious by any means, but my dad's side of the family was very Jewish. So like, you know.
So you could only bring $600 a person?
No, total.
Oh, total?
That's
insane.
I might have the like exact number wrong, but it's like low.
Very little
it's
money.
Low.
Yeah.
And they spoke no English. Wow. This is 1992, so there's no internet. There's no like cell phones. My parents didn't know anybody in America.
Wow.
We lived with a rabbi in like Cleveland Heights, which is like, you know, closer to downtown for, I don't know how long. And they put my parents like into jobs that suited them. So my dad moved boxes at night at a warehouse and was in class, I think during the day to learn English.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom, has sewed her whole life. So they got her a job at like a tailor shop.
Wow.
And they like did that. We went to school, and then eventually they like saved up enough money. They got an apartment. Eventually they saved up enough money, bought a house, and now another house. And now my mom has a full house flipping business.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like your parents are, I mean,
truly,
we've met your parents.
Yeah.
They have built a great life for for themselves than you guys.
It's wild.
Imagine doing that right now.
Yeah. I can't. Yeah, it would be like moving to China, like a country where you couldn't even pretend to speak the language with no internet and no cell phones.
And they did that, I mean, in my case, 10 years younger than, they did that at your age.
30 with three. I was four. My brothers were 7 and 9.
That's insanity.
It's hard to have one kid. Like, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine having three.
Do you think it made you more awkward?
I think we grew up very poor for a large chunk of time. And I didn't know that. I didn't know we were poor. Right. But I think looking back that that's why I didn't have any friends. Because it was like thrift store clothes and thrift store like toys and all the things. And I also, so I'm like 4 years younger than the brother right above me and then 6 years younger than my oldest brother. Mm-hmm. And like, so I didn't have anyone directly my age, like a buddy.
Oh, yeah.
So like they had each other. And then my cousin that we grew up with, who's essentially a brother to us, is right in between them age wise. Oh. So they were always together. And then I was like never allowed to play with them.
Aww.
Which like is very sad.
Dumb boys.
I know. But so I was like alone with my imagination at all times.
That's why you became a comedian.
I mean, truly, I think so. Yeah. Because I would just like read up in this like tree in our backyard and like...
Aww.
We had this like little like nook in the attic and
it
I made it into
Gilmore
like a...
Girls.
It is.
Yeah, but like weird.
Yeah.
And then...
24.
So I was... Okay, so I was at... that school until fourth grade, and then the school goes to eighth grade. So my brother Alex was done. So we all left, and my parents bought a house in Bainbridge, and I went to Kenston High School.
Ooh.
Shout out. I moved to the school, and it was very like new girl, not new girl. It was very mean girls-ish. Oh, mm-hmm. And every table had like a clique.
Oh.
So there's like the most popular group, the second most popular group, and then like all the other like trickling down.
Yeah.
And so like I was slowly moving up the ranks.
Ooh.
And then I get invited to the birthday party, joint birthday party of these two girls.
Wait, how old are we? How old
fifth
are
grade.
We now? Fifth grade.
So,
oh wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You guys started early on the clique.
Yeah. Early. Yeah.
Were you what were you like in fifth grade? Like were you already wearing makeup? Like what was the vibe?
No makeup. I remember the first time I shaved my legs because I sliced my shin open. So that was in like sixth grade.
Like when you cut out a like a piece of flesh.
But like a long slice of flesh. And
not cool.
Yeah, I was certainly not wearing makeup. I like didn't know what I was or like who I was. And then I met these girls. They invited me to their birthday party. And I was like, okay, here we go. And it was like a sleepover party. Ooh. And I remember doing like a bit.
Uh-huh.
And it was getting a lot of laughs. And
what was the bit?
There was this big panda.
Uh-huh.
And I was like pretend humping it or something. Or like I was doing like something. I don't.
So we're at the sleepover
So
now.
It was like really cool. Yeah. Like very sexy.
Wait.
If you want to avoid boring, basic, and bland gifts this year, Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping for your secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. Here are a couple of my favorite gifts that I found on the site. They have a murder mystery jigsaw puzzle, and my friend, who it's very hard to shop gifts for, is a big true crime and puzzle fan. So this year, I'm gonna have the best gift and win. It's not a competition, Alina. One of my other favorites is the traditional bread warming set. It lets you keep the bread warm when it comes out of the oven and before you serve it at the table. And I got that as a gift for myself. The cool thing is, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. These fine products are often made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same lackluster gifts you could find just anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. I know, I should have led with that. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/awkwardstage. That's uncommongoods.com/awkwardstage. That's AWKWARDSTAGE for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Wait, imagine being like, okay, this is my, I'm finally invited to the popular kids' slumber party. What am I going to do to be popular?
I'm going to.
Oh, let me just hump this pan.
Like, I don't know how it
did
came
you make
up.
A sound with it?
I don't remember. Or maybe I was just like, I was doing something with this panda.
Wait, can I ask what you were wearing to this party?
Probably something really cool. Yeah. Like a Lion King. Night dress.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go with that.
Oh, yeah, the night dresses.
Remember those?
Yeah.
This is like back when I wore clothes and I slept.
Ooh.
And
naked.
I have to.
Which is really bad for natural disasters. I will
for
say
who?
It once.
Bad for who?
I'll say it once and I'll say it again.
Bad for who?
Okay, so
for
yeah.
You.
Okay, so yeah.
So you have to run naked.
So let's think about this. Anastasia.
Yeah, go ahead.
The big one hits.
Uh-huh.
The big earthquake.
Yeah.
The streets are... they're messed up.
Uh-huh.
You're climbing over mountains of cement to try to get to a sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
That's not the word for that. what is it?
Sanctuary's not wrong.
Like a safe,
safe
zone,
place.
Whatever. But you're butt naked.
And?
There's fire. You have no protection from the elements.
Let me riddle you this. There's fire and I'm not wearing flammable clothes.
Ooh.
Boom.
There's
how flammable are your
there's
pajamas?
There's wind.
Read the labels. Read the labels.
She's winning me over with this.
All I'm saying
argument.
Is, in the case of
you
a natural disaster,
you think I'm not grabbing the robe that I keep near me at all times?
Oh yeah, a robe
on
that's,
my way out.
Oh yeah, that's really gonna help
because
you.
Because if there's a big earthquake, I have natural disaster kits. Okay, I have one in our room and I have one in my son's room. So I am obviously going to grab that little backpack and my robe on my way out. Oh, also. An awkward phase. I got a haircut in seventh grade and my mom's friend.
Uh-huh.
I wanted the Rachel.
Yeah.
You
know,
yes.
The like
oh,
feathery.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted feathery
that only looks good
layers.
On Rachel.
Well, it friends. Probably would have looked good on me if I would have gotten it.
Oh.
I will never know. I asked for the Rachel. My mom was like, I have a friend who has license for hair and she will do this for you. And
ooh,
she will,
mm-hmm,
and she's going to do it in the kitchen. And I'm like, great. And so I was like, I want layers framing my face. So she does layers where she took the top like part of my hair and just cut. And then the next part and just cut around.
She did not have a license for hair.
No, she didn't.
Wait,
and then
wait.
Mm-hmm. So I ended up with a mullet.
Oh,
I will. Oh man, I'm not going to Cleveland. I will try to find a photo.
Please do.
And send it to you guys. I'll ask my mom. And
wait, that's not how layers work.
No, it's not. It's not how haircuts work. That it's not how joy is made. I looked in the mirror and just started bawling my eyes out.
So you went from long hair to that?
I had long, beautiful hair.
Oh.
And I then had a mullet. And so then the bullying started.
Do you remember that feeling
yes.
in your stomach
yes.
of like... having
dread.
Made the worst mistake and
yes.
you can't reverse it and like you've never felt anything
and there's
like
nothing
that
you
before,
can do there's nothing you can do extensions weren't a thing this
what
is
did
like
your mom say
this
about
is like
it?
1998
oh my
like
no.
my mom was like okay okay here's what we do and there's all these like crazy like Russian like hair masks that we did like
to do
three
what?
Times
to
a week to make your hair grow back fast and
oh.
it worked. I mean my hair grew back by the next year luscious. And I was so bullied seventh grade year.
Oh, my God.
Because of your hair?
Yeah, but it was like, you know, kids are stupid and not creative. So, like, they're just like, oh, you got a bad haircut? You're fat. Like, well, that doesn't go. And, like, also, I truly wasn't. Not that if I was, I mean, who cares? But, like,
I was a normal sized person in seventh grade.
Like, you got like, a bad haircut. You're fat.
You're fat. So they would call me like a cow because I got a bad haircut. And I'm like, you guys. And so toxic. That was very bad. But then I made the cheer squad. And then they stopped.
You were a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Wait, Anastasia.
But it wasn't cool in my high school like it was like in movies.
Okay, so would you say the bad haircut phase was your most awkward phase then?
Do you need it to be?
No.
I have an experience.
Is it the photo that I know?
Yes.
Because I was just going to ask you if we can talk about that.
Yeah, we can talk about that. That can be my awkward phase.
Okay, I have seen a photo of Anastasia as a teen, but like a little older.
I was 19.
19. Mm-hmm. Okay, 19. That's perfect. Perfect. It's like a lot. I just remember there was a lot of eyeliner. A
lot of eyeliner. Blonde, I really like, kept that business going.
Oh, I've seen that photo. Hair, yeah.
And there is... on your shoulder, uh-huh. A rat.
Yes.
You had a rat on your shoulder, mm-hmm. A pet rat.
Yeah, his name was Splinter.
Splinter.
Oh, gross.
Now that is what I want to talk about.
He was not my rat. He was the rat of my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, even better.
Okay.
Who, like, if you saw him, you'd be like, I bet that guy has a pet rat.
Yeah.
And listen, rats are lovely pets. They're very sweet.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Aren't
they like very intelligent?
They're really smart, yeah.
No, I don't believe any of that.
That's fine. That's fine. Listen, you're not going to get a rat and you don't need to.
And I certainly won't be dating someone with a rat.
So picture this, okay? Uh-huh. I'm a cheerleader and this is sophomore year of high school and I would get picked up every day from my neighbor down the street. Okay. That year, this guy was starting school again. He had like, I think, gone to our school and then maybe left or I don't know, whatever. And it was coming back. And he was friends with the guy who lived down the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who lived down the street, Theo, was like, I'm going to pick you up and we're going to pick up my friend on the way.
Is this a meet cute?
And I'm in my like cheer uniform. And the guy we picked up is like black hair, black skinny jeans, like studded belt, like band shirt probably.
Green Day.
Yeah. He kind of looked like the lead singer of Green Day. Yeah. He used to really love when people would tell him that. And and that's how I met him. And so we were like, you know, complete opposites. Yes. And then I really like morphed myself to
leaned into it.
Yeah, to be that.
Yeah.
So I'd go to all his like punk rock shows.
He was your Travis Barker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was not Kourtney Kardashian. But I really like leaned into that. And we dated for 6 years on and off.
So did you become more emo? Like, did you?
Oh, yes. Okay, so like it was like. Like the music in my car was like all like anything that like sounded like this. And I mean, listen, I got my belly button pierced when I was 14. Mm-hmm. I got my tongue pierced when I was 16.
Ouchie-wawa.
Mm-hmm. And I got my lip pierced twice. So it's like two right next to each other.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool now.
It was like, cool then.
It looks cool that you have the scars.
From yeah, they won't go away. And they, so I like did a lot of that. You know what I mean? And I went to hair school. So I was like messing around with my hair a lot. And I was like bleaching it to high heaven.
Yeah.
So that it was like, it was dust particles. You would just blow on it and it would evaporate.
After all that work that you did with those Russian...
I know, but layers?
No,
the hair mask.
The mask.
Oh, I know. But I was in that stage where I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, I had my hair in a faux hawk at one point, so it was like shaved on the sides and it was like long on top.
That was very in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And red lipstick.
That's like pink.
Lip rings.
Yeah.
A lot of black eyeliner.
Yeah.
Not like authentically punk rock, you know? I just really like wanted it.
Yeah.
I wanted to seem that way, which I think is the most awkward.
Yes.
Because it's like at 19, I think a lot of people probably don't know who they are, but at least like have an idea. And I really wanted to like be someone that I think I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like now knowing you, I could never imagine you like swinging back that way.
It just like I would go to all the shows and I was like the girlfriend and I would like work the merch booth.
Yeah.
And like, I like liked PBR,
mm-hmm.
But like I actually liked it.
Okay.
Like, I really liked it.
Because you weren't like other girls.
No, I wasn't like other girls. I really like Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. She drinks beer. I think it tastes chill. Good. Ew. And like, you know.
Now we have wine and tumblers and walk around your neighborhood with your child.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh my God, I never drank wine then too, which is so crazy because I really live on it.
Yep, same.
I know, you've really evolved.
But you know what I think that was moving out to California. So first of all, that relationship was very toxic. He is very toxic. It's yes. why I'm not saying his name. I don't even want to give him credit.
Mm-hmm. Toxic piece of shit.
He's just toxic and it was bad for me. I didn't know who I was. I wanted to fit in somewhere so bad.
Don't we all?
Yeah. And like, you know, seventh grade, I was called fat for a year. So I've had, because of my haircut. So I had like really bad, like body image issues and he would use that against me and like all that stuff. So I was like trapped in this relationship. And then I moved with him to Michigan. And we lived in Detroit for a summer. And then,
why?
He was going to start a record label. It didn't do well.
Of course. I'm so glad you didn't end up there with him. You left.
I was there with him. And then, so basically we would like date and then he would break up with me for whatever reason and like fuck around. And every time he would break up with me, I would be like, you know what? I'm focusing too much on him. I need to do something for me. And so like this last time that he had broken up with me, I was 20 and I was like, I'm auditioning for acting schools. I'm doing it. I'm going to audition for acting schools. And so I set up auditions for Juilliard. I didn't get in. And this acting school that I went to. And then I like sort of forgot about it. And then we got back together. We moved to Detroit. And then my mom calls me and she's like, hey, a package came for you from the academy. And I was like, okay. And it was like a big like welcome package. So I had gotten in. And this was June, end of June.
We were back together.
We were back together. We were living in Detroit. And it was like end of June, early July or something. And I had to move to LA like August, end of August. Yeah. So I was like, okay. And then moving away and like getting to sort of like come into my own without any outside influences because nobody knew me here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think was very...
That was probably the most important decision of your entire life.
100%.
Yeah.
The night before I left, he got very drunk and he was like, please stay and marry me.
No!
And I was like, I can't. And I was like crying.
Were you trying to do like a long distance thing?
Yeah, we tried except for I was like, this is when Facebook was still used and I was like in a relationship on Facebook and he wasn't, but just to like prove to him how committed I was, which is so insane.
Anastasia, acting saved you.
Moving to California. Yes, for sure. I mean, I would have just like been there. I'm sure we would have been like already broken up.
Yeah.
And it's just very crazy to like stop trying to like force yourself into a wedge, like into something. And you're just like, oh no, this is who I am. Yeah. And now the people I'm friends with
match that
instead of me trying to match the people I'm around.
If you had to give yourself, your younger self, a piece of advice, your younger self in any of your awkward stages, what would that piece of advice be?
Well, it would absolutely be to just fully be yourself, which is like a lame way to put it, but like whatever that means.
Yeah.
Right. Because you will always find people that are like you or that like who you are. I was so focused on like fitting in or like being cool in whatever stage that meant that like I was never myself. So I was never fully relaxed. Like, I didn't realize until I moved to LA how much of like a doormat I was to so many people in my life because I just wanted to like be liked.
Yeah, just trying to be what you think you would need to be to make that relationship work.
Yes, truly. Yeah. So like even if they were like mean to me, I'd be like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Which like makes
sense.
That's
great advice.
That's That's advice that's good for the rest of your life, because I yeah. feel like some people never get to that point where they just go for it and they're just
no, and it's just like trust that it's exhausting to try to be there. Cool.
It's so exhausting.
Yeah, I'm tired all the time.
But you don't have to try.
Well, you
you're
don't even.
Effortlessly
you
cool.
You're very cool.
Hey, I don't know if you saw my new bangs.
I know a great person in Ohio with a Russian accent.
Okay, where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Anastasia Narinsky. It's hard to spell.
And follow us on Instagram at Awkward Stage Pod and DM us your awkward stories so we can read them on the podcast.
Yes. And don't forget to tell all your friends about our podcast and subscribe and like, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.